A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, I'd like us to consider the Word of God from the book of Job, chapter number 42, verse number 5. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes seeth thee. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees you. Message translation of that verse of scripture says, I admit I once lived by rumors of you. Now I have it all firsthand from my own eyes and years. The New Living Translation of that verse of scripture says, I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. A man who has experienced God has a stronger faith, a stronger dimension of faith than the man who has only heard about God. You most probably have heard about God. You have heard of the power of God, the ability of God, the immutability of God, and how illimitable God is. You've heard, but have you experienced God? Have you seen Him in any aspect of your life? Can you boldly say that I have experienced God? Now, the point is this, dear listener, that the faith of a man who has seen or experienced God is usually stronger and better than the faith of a man who has only heard or read about God. And it is easy for the man who has seen God, who has experienced God, to release his faith to see more of God or to experience more of God. If you want to see more of God, it is important for you to begin to experience Him in a deeper dimension, to begin to see the hand of God at work in a great and a mighty way in your life, in your situation, in your destiny, your family, and in your business. Job, in this verse of scripture, said, I have only heard of you by the hearing of the ears. I have heard. All I have heard is rumors about you, news about the doings of you, the living God, and what you are able to do. But right now, I have seen you. I can see you. I can attest to it that I've experienced you by reason of your manifestations in my life and in my destiny. I have heard of you with the hearing of the ears, but now I see you. My desire, dear listener, is that you begin to see God, to experience God in your life and in your destiny. Now, a man who has experienced God is in a better position to receive more from God. It takes faith to obtain from God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33, that the men of faith obtained promises through faith. It is possible to obtain promises through faith with an experience of God. A man who has experienced God is able to exercise faith to wait on God, to wait with God, to wait for God, in order to see further and greater manifestations of God in his life and in his destiny. Every man needs the manifestation of God in his life, and these will open you up to greater faith and enable you to take more, to receive more from God. The manifestation of God, the experience of God in your life, in your destiny, and in your situation. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ears. Now, my eyes sees you. Again, I repeat that the faith of the man who has merely heard about God cannot be as strong as the faith of that man who has seen God, who has experienced Him in his life and in his situation. Have you seen God? Have you experienced Him in any aspect of your life? Is there any area of your life that you can point to and say, yes, here I saw God? I can tell you boldly, if you have seen God in any aspect of your life, then your faith in Him will not be weak. Your faith in God will be strong. And that is why it is surprising to us, as it was surprising to God, that the men of Israel, having seen the wonders and the miracles of God in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet doubted. They doubted the ability of God to perform as He had promised to take them to the promised land. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 22, God said, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice. None of such men, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. They provoked God, because having experienced God, having seen God, they yet doubted God. And that's why I'm saying that the faith of a man who has seen God, who has experienced God, is usually stronger than the faith of those who have merely heard about God. And so your faith becomes stronger because you have seen God. The prayer of Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto his death. Paul was praying for a deeper and a greater revelation and manifestation of God in his life. The knowing that Paul was talking about is an experiential knowledge of God, an experience of God that cannot be confused for any reason, an experience of God that cannot be doubted, an experience of God that is firm, that is solid. I want to know God. And that's what I'm saying. You need the manifestation of God in your life to have this experience that we are talking about. And it is my prayer that God will reveal himself in an unforgettable manner to you in the name of Jesus. This knowing that we are talking about, this experience of God, happens when you have an unforgettable encounter with God, an encounter that cannot be gainsaid. Remember that man who was born blind. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 9, the Pharisees called this man in verse 24 and said unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." And so the man said to them, "Whether he is a sinner or no, I know not. But one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." And it was this man who opened mine eyes. They reviled him. They wanted to confuse him, but he refused to be confused because he had an experience of God in your life will make you firm, established, undeterred, and resolute in your conviction and devotion to God. Now, this man said, "I don't know whether I was a sinner or not. One thing I know, that once I was blind, now I see." And so my prayer, like Paul, is that you will know God experientially, that you will see God in your life. Just like Job experienced God, Job saw God, you will also see God. Seeing God, having this knowledge of God, having this experience of God, seeing God with your eyes makes you a better witness. You become a better witness. Not only does seeing God make you better positioned to receive miracles from God, it makes you a better witness of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 39, the apostle said, "And we are witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem." You are a better witness of the thing or things that you have seen and experienced. You are better than the man who has just been told, who has a head knowledge of what he is talking about. Have you seen God? My prayer is that you will experience God. Even as you appear before him today, you will see God clearly. You will have a personal encounter, an unforgettable encounter with the Almighty God, and your life will never be the same again in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to pray like Job and say, "Father, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ears. Let me see you now. Reveal yourself to me in the name of Jesus." Lift up your voice and pray. "Father, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear. I pray that, Lord, you will reveal yourself to me. Let me see you. Let me experience you in my life and in my situation. Reveal yourself in my situation and glorify your name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name." Lift up your voice and pray. "Father, manifest your greatness and power in my situation, in my business, in my family. Manifest your greatness, manifest your glory, manifest your power in my life, in my situation, in my family, in my business. Lift your voice and pray. I ask, oh God, that you will manifest yourself, you will manifest your glory, you will manifest your power in my life, in my health, in my situation, in my family, in my business, in my finances. Manifest yourself and glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Pray and say, Father, give me great experiences in life that will make me a better witness unto you. Give me great testimonies, great miracles that will make me a better witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that you will give me great experiences, miracles, and wonders. You will do wonders in my life, wonders and miracles that will make me an effective witness, a great witness of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Make me a witness of all these things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray that the Lord will reveal himself to you. He will manifest himself in a great dimension to you in the name of Jesus. I pray you've heard God with the hearing of the ears. I pray that your eyes will see God. God will give you an experience of his power. He will manifest his power, his greatness, his glory in your life and in your situation in the name of Jesus. I pray that the miracles that God will make happen in your life will make you an effective witness of the power of his resurrection. That as you appear before God today, you will have an experience of God, an unforgettable encounter with the Almighty God, and your destiny will never be the same again. In Jesus' precious name, amen. 10 Days at Shiloh continues today. It's day number 3, and I invite my esteemed listener to join us 8 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. as we'll experience the power of God again in greater dimension as we see God's great wonders and miracles in our individual lives. 8 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. You may wish to join the meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. You may wish to get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.